is up? We are possibly What is up? We are possibly virgins, but definitely teenagers on our seventh episode of Teenage Virgins. We have our newest guest, Eugene, big man boy. he is holding a kitten, or he has a kitten in his lap. And, ah, damn it, it just bit me. And Vinny has a Korean schoolgirl on his phone.
Okay, what's up? My name is Eugene. Everybody here calls me G. I am holding a kitten, and Vinny is homosexual.
Vinny is homosexual.
I like pussy.
We all just, like, we all just, like, sarcastically chew our gum. Okay.
I'm gonna leave it when I see it.
So the topic for this one is a little bit weird. We're just gonna go with the flow first off, but second off, actually no, we're gonna go with the flow second off, and then first off, we are going to talk about school reopening tomorrow because it's been a minute, and I think we all miss school, but we all don't want to go to school at the same time.
We miss the socializing aspect of school, but we dread the American public education system.
Shut the fuck up, phone. I'm about to mute you. Oh, that's a flashlight.
Why didn't you turn your phone off before the podcast?
Because this ain't a movie.
I always shut mine up.
Bro, you can't say that shit on podcast.
I will say everything.
I'm so sorry.
No, you can't talk. You made an episode with Joe called Are We Gay?
Yeah, just to get clicks, okay?
No, what do you mean?
Just to get clicks?
You know, you have to like, oh, that's a can. You know, I have to like click on the video or click on the podcast.
Yeah, I know. I know how you have to click on the podcast.
Yeah, just to get clicks.
But was everything in that episode factual?
No, we're not gay. It was are we gay question mark.
No. Question. I remember watching it because I'm a loyal.
You can't watch a podcast.
I remember listening to it because I'm a loyal podcast listener.
Yeah.
You're welcome,
by the way. I'm going to give you a kiss.
I thought Vinny was the one that was homosexual.
I'm not gay.
No, it is Vinny.
What the hell?
Like, he's looking at a shirtless Willy Wonka.
No, I don't like this.
He's looking at a shirtless Willy Wonka.
I clicked on Zosha's
Snapchat.
I looked on Zosha's goddamn
story. You are so.
I looked on Zosha's story, and then this is what I see. This
shirtless,
dude,
abbed up Willy
Wonka.
I don't
like that.
No, yes, you do.
No, yeah, I don't.
You were looking at it for a long time.
No, I was looking in disgust.
No, you looked at it. Turn it off.
The only person I'm gay for is Tristan.
All right. Speaking of Tristan. Congratulations on 24, right? 2400?
I bet he has like 28
TikTok
now.
Followers. I checked that like last night, so
it's probably gone.
It's probably gone like double.
He's been getting hundreds like every day.
Yeah. But back on the topic. So school. As G said, we are ready for the social aspect, but we dread the school learning aspect. I actually kinda like my classes. I got PE, advanced PE every single day. Fucking stoked for that.
Right.
I got Mr. Kreider's class. It's like a mechanical, some shit like that. I forgot what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And, yo, check his followers. Right. And geometry, you know, and biology.
Oh, I only have, like, one of my hard classes.
Really?
Yeah, I only have honors English.
Oh, dude.
Then everything else is weight training, advanced debate, basic programming, and then just seminar.
Hell yeah. Dude, our seminar is going to be fun.
Our seminar is going to be so much fun.
But, like, do you think there's going to be, like, that one really obese teacher that as soon as like you need to like take your mask off just to like breathe or something like that?
We're in the same seminar.
No, I know. But like in the halls.
Oh.
If someone like needs to like adjust their mask or something, so like take it off just for a second. Do you think there's gonna be that like one obese teacher like bull running at this person? Put the mask back on. You think that's gonna be happening? Yeah.
Hold on. I wonder if Holden will be in seminar and how he's going to
Do you think Holden still goes here?
I think so. Wait, hold on. They need context. The podcast listeners need context.
Okay, so
Holden is a very special boy.
He's a special boy.
For a long portion of his life, he washed his hair
with Vagisil.
Vagisil. Which, for those that do not know,
it is to clear yeast infections in the vagina.
And he used this on his hair to clean it.
And he said it smelt like peaches.
And we had to have an entire sex education course.
In seminar.
Because...
Oh, is this the kid that his grandma has a yeast infection on her pussy or
something? Yes.
Yeah.
And he was using that to clean his hair.
And he was like, so why does my grandma have it? And then he, the whole time, he was just contemplating, does my grandma have a yeast infection?
Wait, no, no, there were multiple women in this household.
Oh, yeah, his mom.
His mom.
And I think his sister?
I think his sister.
I'm pretty sure it was his sister. Or, like, his aunt or some shit.
Yeah.
But and that's the context.
He's not a very smart person.
But he's special.
He sure is special.
He sure is special.
Special.
Shit down.
But I'm honestly, damn it, I'm honestly really looking forward to hitting some people with piss missiles and dodgeball. Like, legitimately, absolutely beaming them.
I have Diego Swinney. We shouldn't be saying names.
But I have Yo, Diego, I don't know. You sound like a bit. Nah.
but I have him in weight training. And, bro.
Isn't he thin?
He's a stick.
Yeah.
Bro, I just looked at the story.
Bro,
it says,
stick bug?
Diabetes.
The stick bug meme?
Get stick bugged.
Get stick bugged.
It's him?
No.
He's the
that
stick bug?
Stick bug would destroy him. Contest, dog. Stick bug is Arnold Schwarzenegger compared to Diego Squiddy.
Did you say the N-word?
Oh, gee, you can't say
for
that.
For those that do not know, I'm the only black person in this group.
What do you mean? No.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? I'm black. Yo, G, will you accept me as a black guy?
I thought she was about to slap the shit out of you for a second. I thought he was about to back him.
No.
Oh, damn. Okay.
All right, so now that we got that settled.
Yeah, that happened.
It concluded, I'm not black.
In conclusion, Vincent Scott is not black.
Very, very white.
Yeah. He's Irish.
All right, let's move on to the next topic.
Next topic is... I don't know, actually. G, give us a topic. Shit. I said we would go with the flow, okay?
Okay, so we're going with the flow, and let's talk on why Vinny is sus 2020 edition.
Bro, for real, Vinny, as soon as it turned 2020, oh, shit, that is funny.
Let me see.
This chick was flexing her new car, and she was speeding down the road and just wait for it.
Yo, she was probably smoking that Ethan pack. Ethan is supreme.
Wait for it.
Okay, so for y'all didn't know, the Ethan pack is a diss to Ethan is Supreme, because Ethan is Supreme is a little fucking pussy bitch who dissed XXXTentacion and said, I hope he's having fun in hell. And then X pulled the Uno reverse card and said, say to my face, bitch. And then Ethan is Supreme OD'd at 17.
Pretty funny.
That was kind of fucked up.
No, it wasn't. It's fucking justified.
I don't think we can laugh about people.
Oh, I can so laugh
who
at
are
that.
Dead.
Dude, we laugh at fucking Michael Jackson all the time.
Okay, it's Michael Jackson.
We laugh at Muhammad Ali all the time. We laugh at Osama bin Laden all the time.
Yeah.
We legitimately make JFK jokes. It's called dark humor.
No,
dude.
Okay, no.
I know you know what dark humor is.
I know what dark humor is.
I know.
But here's the thing. There's a difference between like trained public figures and like SoundCloud rapper.
He's not a SoundCloud rapper. He's a beauty makeup artist.
Okay, he deserves it. He deserves it.
Clown alert! Clown! Can y'all give it a good clown?
Clown! Like, how was G's clown? Like, clown!
Like Daffy Duck.
Oh, shit. My brother, shout out to my brother, is streaming Grand Theft Auto 5.
Is he really?
Oh my god!
Okay, so 2020.
Let's talk about why Morgan is sus.
I'm not sus one bit.
He just slapped my boot.
Everything. I got a girlfriend and everything.
He just slapped my boot. Yo, at Morgan's girlfriend, he just slapped my ass so hard, bro.
Hey, it's
like it
I
seems
got socks
sexual.
On though. I got long socks. That's proven how heterosexual.
He does
I
have long
know,
socks
but
G can verify.
Have long
G, can you verify
on.
That I have long socks on over my joggers?
Those are quite long socks, and they are currently over his joggers.
That's
exactly.
That's a fact.
That is a fact.
But it seemed like he wanted some other stuff.
I mean, I can't deny that.
All right, let's do the sus check. Okay, so Vinny is guaranteed 100%.
No. I say in a official rating, he's like 30% sus.
30%
only
sus.
With the boys.
Only
but
for
when
the boys.
He's,
only
no.
That was some random.
I'm specifying. So he's only sus for the boys when there is three or less. In a big group of boys?
Yeah.
No,
I can't do that
shit. There's only like 10%
maybe four.
Sus levels.
Maybe
no,
four
only 10% sus levels.
Yeah.
But me, on the other hand, I don't give a fuck about what people think of me.
I'll give you a 40%.
I give me a 40% around anybody, but I'm legitimately straight.
I'm no, just with be the boys, with I'd give you a 60.
Yeah, with the boys, I'm 100% a 60. And then G, he's chill, but like he 100%.
He humped me earlier. That's a fact. Oh no!
I had socks on. I had socks on.
Hey, yeah,
I didn't like it. On. I didn't want it to happen.
So it was unconsensual. That bumps it up by 5%. So you are at a 35% sus level, bro. Only with the boys though.
But only with the boys.
Unfortunately, I have seen you in the hallway. You saw a dude. He was like, "Hey, G." And you're like, "I'm gonna kiss you." You parted ways.
When did I say this?
I was in right in front of D Hall.
Oh, of course, right it's in
seminar.
D Hall
seminar. Right before seminar.
Who was it?
Oh, fuck.
Describe him.
Long, slong, dunk.
Donkey Kong, going deep in your daughter. Will I be the father? I can't yell that. Vinny's mom is right across.
Yeah.
Said that I would kiss a man and then
No. As like a joke. I can understand the joke. I was just pointing that out.
A joke. Okay. I do jokes.
Have sex with your dad.
You what? My bruh. Nah. You just got bumped up a full ass.
That
like,
was a whole 5%,
bruh.
Dog.
Come on, bruh. You can't be saying that. You're making my voice crack just because I'm bruh, come on. Like,
bro, your voice just cracked harder than mine did when oh my goodness.
Oh no, when he was out, weren't we outside the library? And you were like, "Hey, Morgan!" And I was like, "Bro, you good?" And he was like, "Yeah, bro, I'm right." I was like,
"Yeah, it's so strange. I usually have a,
and in PE. And in PE.
What in PE?
No, not in PE. It was like, fuck.
Wait, hold on.
Seminar. Because you and Aiden were like laughing because Aiden just had one, and you're like, "Oh my god!" And it was like the most continuous one. Yeah, every dude has it.
No. Even if they're like, it's just years out of puberty.
That was not. That was not like an actual voice crack. That was me voice cracking my voice.
Oh shit! Okay.
Morgan does that a lot too. He'll purposely voice crack his shit.
It's because it adds complexion to
voice. It adds complexity.
It emphasizes
the
point. The
voice.
It emphasizes the point.
You're the funny.
Nah, bro. If I'm over here and I'm trying to be like, "Bro, you can't be doing that, bro. You cannot be doing that."
Oh, the worst voice crack I ever had was it was during seminar, and there was this guy Derek, who's a very nice person.
Derek popped a pimple on Austin's face. It was kind of fun.
It was kind of fun. But okay, back to the situation. Derek was harassing me about the moisturizer that I was wearing because apparently it smelled very nice.
Oh yeah,
and I did not remember it, but he continued to ask me for I think the entire seminar class, which is about an hour. And so eventually I was like, I forgot it, and then I was like, I forgot it.
Oh, bro, I can imagine
and
you over here like,
oh damn, okay, G. What's wrong, G?
Dude,
hey, G, what's wrong?
What just happened to you?
What's wrong, G?
Nothing's wrong, but just don't pick up my phone.
You picked up Vinny's phone. I was only trying to help him.
No. You looked up how to make pipe bombs, and you looked up gay furry bondage porn.
hey,
you did that to
chill, mess me up. Chill.
We don't chill in this house.
I looked up gay furry yif bondage hardcore.
Oh my god, bro.
He did this on my phone, not an incognito.
On his mother's Wi-Fi, rather.
I was like, this is nice. My mom's gonna look like this, like I'm into weird stuff.
You are into weird stuff.
No, I'm not.
You legitimately.
I watch regular porn.
I quote.
I
adopt Vincent Scott. You legitimately said.
Oh god, you're gonna say some bullshit that you thought I heard.
No. You said. I'm obsessed with Korean beach mom.
No.
I said that as a joke.
No, that is not cap. You said that in all seriousness. I was like, bruh, what are you talking about?
To give context to the listeners, Morgan had previously said
I stated nobody has nice feet except Korean beach models.
That's racist.
No, it is not. It is stating a fact. Have you Have you seen a Korean breach model? Have you seen a Korean beach model with ugly feet?
I don't look at people's feet.
Look at people's feet, are you?
But that's the reason. If they're a beach model, they must have nice feet.
Why?
Because people, they're in a bikini or a swimsuit, bro. If you're on the beach, you're gonna be looking down because you don't want to make eye contact with their tits.
Yes, I do.
No, because that's how you get beat up by a group of finely dressed Korean beach women.
No.
Yes.
You let them because
y'all are on some shit.
Bro, you're smoking.
You let the titties get in the face. You dummy head.
Dong right now.
You're smoking that dong,
bro.
You smoking some dick,
Requeese is inside of your throat right now.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Requeese is a beautiful man, he says.
Requeese is a beautiful man. Huh. For those who don't know who Requeese is, can just we pull up the video?
That's copyrighted.
God damn it. Okay, so
his fucking voice is copyrighted.
There's a man called FaZe Jeff.
Jeff, what the
boy,
fuck?
No!
Okay, I'm sorry. There's a man called FaZe,
Jev.
J-E-V.
It's J-E-V.
FaZe Jeff.
I said J-E-V.
You said J-A-V.
I said FaZe J-E-V. Are you
no,
stupid?
You did not.
You were fucking
He just said J-A-V, did
I
he not?
I said J-E-V.
No, he did not.
They can rewind it.
Alright, yeah, we're gonna rewind that shit real quick. We'll be back. And we are back.
And it turns out that Morgan,
Vinny is smoking that Ethan pack, and Morgan is right.
Morgan is right. Vinny is smoking an Ethan pack, and let me bless the listeners with this nice media clip.
That is Morgan right
that
there.
That is Morgan right there.
I will take responsibility. I'll go with responsibility. I will take credit for that moan and that yes, because I'm proud of it.
No, you didn't go yes. You went fuck.
Oh, I went fuck. There you go. Now you, the viewers, can possibly clip that. You are. Oh my god, bro.
Yeah. Fun fact: I have always texted his girlfriend because I'm pretty sure she doesn't like me.
Legitimately on some Ethan shit, bruh.
Smoking the extra large Ethan.
Extra large Ethan dick.
No, I'm never gonna. Oh, I thought you were about to hit my balls, bruh.
Wouldn't be slapping on my balls and shit. Hey, yo, watch your shit, bro. Watch your shit. Oh my god, that's such a good meme. Another good meme is Vinny's homosexuality, which isn't a meme, it's true.
I'm not gay.
We've been on this for a little while.
It's because we're proving it, right?
I'm not gay.
I thought we went over the susness levels. Okay, so Vinny has just reached 110% sus by groping our.
I did not grope anything.
Testicle, Morgan's testicle.
He just like straight almost. He just like tried to. He like. I'm so glad I had my left hand over my booty hole. This man dead ass tried fisting me. In the booty hole. This episode is just so scuffed, dude.
It's so fucking gay.
Sponsored by Scuffed
Gaming.
Why is
the one episode I'm on the craziest one with the most yelling?
Because you're cute.
You know
fucking
I am.
Fucking gay.
Oh, shit. It's not gay. It is sus.
Oh, we're getting excessive with this episode.
I know.
What can we title this?
Loud fuckheads.
I mean, there was also absolute, like...
Absolute Chaos 2.
Black edition.
Dark version. Oh, shit, I just kicked the Chromebook. Oh, yeah, if you're new, we deadass, like, record on a Chromebook from school. Yeah, stop touching my foot with
I'm
your
not
foot!
Meaning
nasty!
To.
I'm not homophobic. I promise you.
No, you just touched your foot with my
foot. No, I didn't. I was adjusting my foot to move it out of the way. Because, yo, stupid. why did I? That was the bed, bro. Get your foot off the bed.
Nah.
Nasty ass.
I'm where my monitor sits because I let G have
a good
seat.
I'm where my monitor sits.
You didn't let me have a good seat. I took it from you. It's my birthright.
God damn it. I keep touching his toe, bro.
I'm trying
to touch, like, the bed, but his foot is right underneath my thigh, and I'm just like... You know,
just fucking fart. Yo, I'm just like,
we'll call 911 on your home phone.
Please don't. I would really enjoy it if you fucking didn't. Dude, don't do that, bro. Don't do that. That'll actually automatically. Oh, I thought you did it. Okay. I was say, if you actually do 911 on this, it automatically calls. My brother got in trouble for it. My brother's like, I'm calling 911. They did. He was like, ooh, 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 ooh.
I'm fucking great.
Yeah, I. Yo, we should prank call someone.
Nah.
Let's not. Isn't that like a crime?
No.
That's a crime.
It's not a crime.
It is in certain places, like, considered, like, harassment?
Nah.
I'm pretty sure G's right. Like, G's a smart boy. He knows the law.
Yeah. He's black.
Nah, what the hell?
How does that even equate, homie? Like, what?
It's, okay, that was just racist. I'm sorry, G. That was cap.
Alright, let's just Google it. Is prank calling illegal?
I've done it on this fucking podcast before.
Yeah, you're right.
The most likely criminal law that applies to prank calls is harassment.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm not going to harass Pizza Hut by asking for a boneless pizza.
That's such an old...
That's an
no,
old
don't...
me.
Oh, but fuck. I just took my fucking foot in my cat's food. God damn it. Not my cat's food
oh
is
my
everywhere.
God.
Yo, no, but what is going to be harassment? Asking for a good old boneless pizza, bro. And you can't say that,
bro.
Well,
you
we
know
did
the laws
that yesterday.
Don't play around, bro.
Yeah, bro, watch this right now. Sure. All right, ready for this?
Don't
call.
Do it, Penny.
I do not give a
call food. McDonald's and be like, yo, can I get a Krabby Patty?
All right, guys, just to cover myself, I am going to tell Vinny verbally to not.
I do not consent to this. This is G. This is Vinny's fault.
This is completely Vinny's fault, uh-huh. And I wash my hands of any blood that is spilled because of Vinny's actions.
Yo, fucking blood, are you touching?
What?
He said I fucking.
You
it's
are
a
smoking
phrase,
some.
I know.
Hack, bro.
Oh my God.
Bro,
y'all want to try that? Wait, y'all want to try that Travis Scott burger?
I want to try it, but like.
I've heard it's not bad.
Yeah, I've heard it's not good either.
Right.
I haven't even seen it.
Apparently, semen has been inside of the burgers. Like people have been nutting on the burgers. And then...
What the fuck?
Serving them. No, like, deadass. There was, like, a few cases. It was, like, people have been presumably, like, coming on the burgers. And that's why they've been recalled a few times.
It looks like a good burger.
What does it look like?
Oh, with the nut on it, bro? You see that nut, that glaze? That's nut, dude.
Wait, what?
No, look up Travis Scott Nut Burger.
Yo, is this a limited time or is Travis Scott Burger just there?
It's limited time.
I thought so.
I mean, we got a McDonald's on the street. Can you
see?
Go?
Yo, look at that. There is cum coming out of the side, dog.
No. This ain't okay. This is not okay.
Yeah, I'm going to call them 1.3 miles away.
Dog, that's just down the fucking street.
Yeah, no. I honestly didn't think that was that far away. 0.3 miles.
We can just literally go down the street and try it.
Should I just talk in a fake language?
No.
We are not responsible for this.
Dude, McDonald's here is always like this. They never answer.
Oh, man, I think they blocked your number.
McDonald's Hazel.
Au revoir, où?
McDonald's Hazel.
Hello, hello.
Hello?
Hey, au revoir, où? Ok. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, où est-ce que?
Who's this?
Où je vais?
What the hell is that?
Où je vais? Mais au Javelin. Burger, Travis Scott burger.
One moment, please.
Oh, I'm muted. Dog, they probably think you're Spanish.
No, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Don't hang up.
Don't hang up. I just want to see where this is going.
This is a minute in.
Be like,
Travis Scott burger. How much?
Oh, wait, no, I'm gonna get Google Translate. It's gonna be like, make it that. Did it hang up?
No, I'm on mute. I'm waiting here. She's like, hold up a second.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I need to give you my new number because my mom gave me.
Oh, Did she forget to hang up?
Wasn't me, bro. Hold on, hold on. We're meeting now.
That's Travis Scott Burger. Let me get the Travis Scott Burger.
Do it.
Hold on. No. No, I want to Google try the good times.
Be like, get a Google time.
Good times.
I really want to just fuck with them for like 10 minutes now.
What? Oh, no, hold on.
Undo the mic, undo the mic.
No, hold it. Just do it for the podcast real quick.
Play it. Play it.
Let me get the Travis Scott Nut Burger.
Bro, what is taking this so long? Who label? Hello?
Say Google Translate.
Hello?
Say Google Translate.
Yo!
Hang it.
I want to see where this is going.
Yo, be like, Google it, translate it.
Hold on, I might unmute.
Let me get the Travis Scott Nut Burger.
Oh, there's Google Translate. Say that shit in Jesus in my fucking face. You just hear in my face. Oh my god. Ooh, wait, hold on. I'm pretty sure I'm on mute. Don't play that.
Bruh, I've been on call for 4 months. When the McDonald's start being like actually taking calls?
Right, they are, it's horrible, and they wait till like the last second pick up that, and they don't. Bruh, I like the fucking that's going on in the background, bruh.
I like your cut, G. I like your cut, G.
They say this to me all the time. They're like, I like your cut, G.
Oh. Who?
You guys. Oh. I'm talking to the podcast listeners.
Oh, okay.
G's like, I'm a teenage virgin now.
I am now teenage virgin.
And just be like,
my name is Jamar.
No, be like, hi, help, burger. Just do that.
Burger.
Be like, can I,
Wait, hold on, I thought I heard something. Hold on.
Deadass dude, be like, can I...
Someone's on the phone, they don't speak English.
Be like, can I get...
Hello?
Okay, hello. Do you want Travis Scott Burger? You have?
Si no sabes cómo hablar español, pero yo no sé qué
estás hablando. Menos hablé
español. Pakistani.
Pakistani.
Travis Scott Burger.
We come from Pakistan.
No, Travis Scott Burger.
No, please, don't take up. I just want Travis Scott Burger.
Oh, bruh. She was like, have a great day. Hold up. No, I gotta get out. Bro, watch the podcast. Like, get none of that.
That was fully wrong. Everything we did there was...
We took from Pakistan.
You play the Pakistan video.
We are terrible people.
We are terrible people.
Yeah.
We are now...
We're just bullying McDonald's employees.
Teenage delinquent virgins.
Welcome to Teenage Delinquent Virgins.
We are
definitely... You're walking home with me, right?
Yeah, sure.
Because you went down the street, with me.
We are saying all of this on the podcast.
Yeah, no. I
know. Yo,
care.
So come down to...
Wait, hold on.
The lady leaked our area on the podcast when she was talking.
She didn't. She said McDonald's.
No, she said McDonald's, our town.
And?
You know, so someone from
Pakistan.
From Pakistan is going to be like,
yes, Hayesville, Kansas.
Oh, yo, I got some money on my card. Y'all want to go get dinner?
Yeah, sure.
But,
all right. Yo, podcast listener, want to go get dinner?
Hey, yo, podcast listener.
Yo, hold up.
I know you. Your name is Tim. Come down to my area, and we will buy you a nice dinner.
They're single. No.
If you are a single listener between the ages of
4 and 7.
Of 15 and 15, we will buy you a nice dinner if you come down to Morgan's house. What is this, simping?
All right, well, we're going to go grab some food. Thanks for listening so far. We'll be back in legitimately a second.
For you guys.
For you guys. But for us, it's going to be like 20, 30 minutes. So I'll see you later. Peace. What is up? We're back. We got some Chinese food, fire. Shout out Frank, hooking us up with that good ass Chinese food. Yeah, we're just vibing at the moment. Let's talk about, oh my god, you good?
Yeah, let's talk about our existential crises.
Our what? Existential crises?
I just want booty pics.
I'm petting your kitty cat.
Say that so weird, like,
she's adorable though.
Yeah, she is.
Dog girls, cat girls, which one is better?
Cat girls.
Cat girls.
I'm gonna say dog girls, actually.
Why?
Because unlike cat girls, which have this by nature need to like stay distant from you, cat girls will give you unconditional. Dog girls will give you unconditional love.
No.
That's when a cat girl, and dog itself.
When a cat girl finds you attractive, they will cling to you, and it is the cutest shit ever. Also, bro, I'm gonna be real with you. I ain't about to be like bark. Hitting a dog bro girl from the back and be like, bark for me. You know, like.
All right, okay, but you wouldn't do that to a cat girl either.
It's because you don't cat girls, you just go meow. That's who does that? Who's into that? And then, meow for me. She's like, meow. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, wouldn't they consider that racist? Would that not be racist for them?
How?
It'd be like, yeah. It'd be like if you're like, having sex with a goodbye girl, she'll be like, yeah, call me master. Yeah. Like, that's kind of racist, right?
But no. Cat girls are not saying bark, is like telling them to do something that's natural.
Calling a black
telling a black woman to call you massive. That's stereotyping
based on race, though. Right?
It's not stereotyping. It's nature.
No.
Dogs say bark. Cats say meow. Or woof.
Black people don't typically call a white guy.
Yeah. What's up, my massa?
Okay. I can understand the by nature.
That's like a black dude hitting a white girl in the back and being like, "Yeah, you little cracker."
Yeah, but let's get this into like. Exactly what a cat girl is, okay?
A cat girl?
No, okay, but, like, is a cat girl more cat or more girl?
More girl.
More
girl? Cat like tail, this. Cat ears.
Is that the full extent?
Those are demon horns. Those are devil horns.
Is that the full extent of it?
No. And their personalities change past 9:30. Their personalities change to more like a clingy, type girl. Okay, I've done extensive research into cat girls.
Okay, but by the way I've comprehended it, up until this point, cat girls are just tsundere girls with cat ears and tails.
Hold up.
Read that.
Eminem's home invader allegedly said he was there to kill the rapper, officer testifies.
Damn.
Okay. That could be a topic after this one. Like, shit.
I don't Eminem honestly, almost yeah. died. But anyways, keep going, G.
All right, so the way I've understood this entire time, cat girls were just normal women with by nature tsundere attitudes with cat ears and tails.
No.
You're not about to tell me that cat girls aren't tsunderes.
They're not tsunderes. Wait.
Am I done?
I'm mistaken.
You're smoking Ethan.
No. I am mistaken. I'm willing to mistake. I'm calling myself out. I meant they're not fully tsunderes.
Well, nobody's fully tsundere.
Tsunderes are fully
tsundere. What is that?
Okay, tsundere is like the girl that's like,
you
I like
uncultured
you,
swine.
But I don't like you.
Wait, what?
She's like the girl who's gonna say like, I made this for you, baka, but it's not like I like you or anything. Like that kind of
yeah, like they get embarrassed and they're like, but it's not for you, you know?
Yeah.
It's like...
I just don't know big words, okay?
It's the girl that like acts like she doesn't like you, but she secretly
But she legitimately likes you.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's a popular tsundere in anime? Like, okay, the red girl from Neon Genesis Evangelion, that one? That's the most famous one, I think.
How about the legitimately... y'all seen the Fruit of Grisai?
No.
Fuck.
All the listeners that aren't weebs right now are just getting shook to the core.
I can't relate to High School DxD. I just don't watch it.
It's filthy degenerate
Yeah. Anyone watch Plunderer?
Nope.
Fuck.
Bro, we don't watch your animes. All right, let me just Google.
Animes. Did you say anime?
I said anime. I said anime. Well, let's just Google most popular tsundere.
Okay.
Dude, that looks like a monkey man.
He got like up on the monkey man.
Is he the man who made the song?
All right. Tosaka. Rin
yep,
Tosaka.
Yep. Yep. I really should have thought of that.
I really should have thought of that too. I.
Or May or Mai.
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 Welcome to...
From who? From where?
Bunny Girl Senpai. Like in the beginning.
I still need to watch that. Is that on Netflix?
No.
Where is it at?
Crunchyroll. And then I think it's on Crunchyroll. And then the movie is on a whole ass different place. It's
pulling this up so I can watch it later at night.
It's on Anime Dot or it's Anime Dao.
Oh, hey, dude, I should just watch Bunny Girl Senpai School tomorrow. It's all day.
You're gonna get fucked on.
Hardcore. I give a fuck.
Hardcore. Also, Bunny Girl Senpai, like the series is like 14 episodes.
Really? Just 12? One season?
How long are the episodes?
It's one episode. It's not one episode. It's one season, 24 minutes each.
Yeah, that's not long.
I know. It's not long, but the movie is like an hour and a half.
I can get this on Google.
The movie is a total mind fuck, dude.
Is it good?
It's mind good fuck? Mind fuck.
Bro, have you seen like the Silent Voice movie?
Mm-hmm.
Bro,
I didn't force. I told Vinny that it was really good.
And we watched it when he came over here, and I was like, sad.
Dude, legitimately,
I need to watch. That, what's it called? That's where my that third one chick is like there, like through spirit, pretty much.
You mean Anohana?
Yeah, I haven't finished Anohana.
You haven't finished Anohana,
dude. I've had no time to watch any animes, and that's my top one that I need to finish because I'm gonna like die.
Okay, guys, let's get back into like serious discussion. All right, so you know Saitama, right?
Yes.
The One Punch Man, strongest man ever. But let's face it, compared to other anime characters.
Don't you dare try to be like, Goku can beat him. Or don't be be like, Saitama can beat Goku. Because that's how you start an international war.
That's how we start an international war. But let's face it. Let's face it. Who did it better with the hairstyle? Krillin or Saitama?
Shit.
With the hairstyle, though.
Saitama pulls it off.
He does pull it off in his serious mode, but yeah. In his normal mode, he looks kind of...
He looks derpy, but, like, funny derpy, and it actually works.
Yeah, but, like...
Especially with his Opai hoodie.
Okay, but, like, if you see these people out on the street, who do you think will be rocking it better?
Oh, Saitama, 100%. 100%.
Krillin or Saitama?
Saitama, 100%. I'm just going to be real with you.
No. Listen to me. Have you ever seen, like, Krillin wearing normal clothes? Because, like... Style overall, Krillin with his sense of style can pull it off better than Saitama, in my opinion.
Unless I do agree to disagree, but I had an idea.
Okay,
I think we all can agree.
Mm-hmm.
The best like harem anime I'm just gonna go with harem anime is when the MC is overpowered, like Misfits of Demon King Academy. Have you seen that? Dog, legitimately, the main character is the reincarnation of the Demon King himself. And he whoops ass. Like this dude was like, I'm gonna destroy you.
Oh, wait, you mean like Overlord? Is it like Overlord?
Not sure. I've never seen Overlord.
It's like, okay, so it's like the bone skeleton dude, and he's like OP, and like he beat the game, and he is the Demon Lord.
Mm.
It's really good.
Like, I mean, it's... Misfits of Demon King Academy isn't, like, you know, super, super, like, out there, super good, super good. It's throwing me, like, you know, Sword Art Online, how Sword Art Online was just, like, it was decent.
People give it a lot of hate, but it's just mediocre.
It's mediocre.
It's not bad, it's just mediocre.
I'd put Sword Art Online two steps below the Misfits of Demon King Academy. So.
That's respectable.
Yeah.
Okay, but, like, here's the one thing. Best isekai anime, I'm gonna have to give it 100%, no contest, to Konosuba.
Yeah, I'm about to agree with you on that, bruh.
Like, there's nothing better, like, factually speaking.
Yeah, there's nothing better.
But best anime ever, this will start
Wars.
World War 3.
If you say Boku no Hero Academia, I'm gonna body slam you.
You know I'm not gonna say Boku no Hero Academia.
Thank you.
I'm gonna say something respectable.
Yeah.
Fully cool.
Never seen it.
God damn it, it's so good.
What about Danmachi?
Haven't seen him.
You haven't seen How to Pick Up Girls in the Dungeon?
I've been meaning to see it, but like it just never caught my eye like that.
It's beauty. It's fucking cute.
It is goated.
See, I don't watch much because I don't have much time to watch animes, but I watch that over most of my animes. Because I fucking love that anime.
If there's an anime that I wish I could see, like right fucking now.
What is it?
I wish I could watch the... I wish I could watch, like, all the anime movies.
Like because on Netflix? Oh, if you want to, like, stay away from one and one only, definitely Fireworks. Fireworks is hot garbage.
Worse than,
is it
high school?
Wait, hold on. Let's talk about bad animes, because everybody talks about the good ones.
Fireworks. Fireworks is horrible. The music is great. Just Fireworks, it's so, so bad.
In my opinion, the worst anime is not worst anime, but most offensive anime.
Oh, fuck.
Like, the anime that made me the most upset was High School DxD. This anime is not just bad. It is offensive to the senses. It hurts my eyes. It hurts my ears. It hurts my soul. It is the worst anime with the worst fan service and the worst plot.
I've heard it has, like, literally no fucking plot.
Yeah.
It has zero plot. It's not, there are no plot twists. It's the plot doing whatever the fuck it wants.
Can we all agree Dr. Phil is Daddy Phil?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Didn't 100%. He post something on
TikTok? Yeah, he posted on TikTok. He was like, stop calling me Daddy, I ain't your daddy. And then everyone was like, okay, Daddy.
If you disrespect Dr. Phil, you're going to the ranch.
Me and the boys are gonna body you.
Yeah. On that note, we are nearing 40 minutes of playtime and G and I got to get home. It's getting late. We will put out a new one definitely fairly soon since G's back in town. You know, we got the boys back together.
So,
we can get Joe back on.
Yes.
So
I'm probably going to be a normal guest.
Yeah.
Him just saying, yeah, I'm breaking
down. I'm Morgan.
Podcast. I'm Dummy Head.
I'm God.
And this is Teenage Virgins. Thanks for watching.